You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
What else do I see? I'm so consumed by Mother's Day, and there's so many things to do for me. I'm just overwhelmed by it, and my mind is still blown by this morning coming to work, and I hope I'm not, that I haven't took the dementia, and that's, I'm not being funny. This morning, and nobody has emailed with an answer, which also worries me. I don't know if I went into some kind of parallel universe or something, but I drive to work on 55, and I drive down there to the malfunction junction area, the plot, whatever the hell. It goes downtown, you go left, you go right, you go to 240, and you come to Poplar, and you come to work, and you do it every day for 12 years. You just do it by habit. You don't look where you're going. You just go.
Your car knows where to go.
Exactly. So you pass by the Brooks Road exit, right? And then you go around the circle, and you pass all these slow-ass mofos going 10 miles an hour. And you get off, and you merge, and you get into Deal, and go back into your, you know, into your light coma, and wake up, and you're ready for work. Well, over the course of a day, there's new signs up saying Sycamore View. And I guess they have been doing this, and I haven't been paying attention, because it all begins to look alike. It just all looks the same after a while. So I get off, and I must have gotten off on what is a new exit ramp. Is that a good assumption?
I think from the way you've described it, because you said you ended up and suddenly you're driving past
Bass Pro
and here's Abilene
and not
Road.
The one downtown.
So you're on 40. It sounds like you just were in your zone and missed your Poplar exit.
That's
and
what
went
I was
all
thinking.
The way off and got on
no,
40.
No.
There's no other
no.
way.
This happened immediately because this sign saying Sycamore View wasn't there yesterday, and it's now one of the choices.
At what point is this a choice for you? Did you see?
There were three signs, and I don't know why. I mean, I always go to the right and go down 240, but I was suddenly on 40 East at Appling Road. Then I ended up on Germantown Road. Now, anybody that knows me knows that I'm not real swift when it comes to directions. The thing on my car, thankfully, says N, S, E, and W, so I know what that means.
Right.
All right, now I know what Wes is saying, because I'm over here Googling it, too.
What did I do?
You kept going on, once you forgot you already, you forgot you got off I-55. So when you...
No, I didn't.
So when you thought you were getting onto 240, you were getting onto 40 East. That's
I
the
think
only
she's
thing that...
Right, how? I've been looking at the map, too.
Because you just zoned out. And then you're like, do. So now, because it's the exact, you're doing the exact same thing there as you would do.
Mm-hmm.
So I passed by my usual exit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it.
I swear to God, I had not taken pot or anything.
That's probably the problem.
I'll tell you this. It happens.
I was awake. I was fully aware of my surroundings. Oh, no, that's a lie. But I don't know what I did.
It happened this weekend. I totally blew past my exit and was just driving and driving, not talking on the phone, just driving.
My mind was thinking about different stuff, and I just made my usual automatic moves.
It's easy to do.
So I'm not going crazy or I'm not sick or anything?
No, I would, because now that I understand it, it actually makes me feel better that what you did, because I was thinking we had an issue.
But it really freaked me out because all of a sudden, because I'm watching the clock and I'm on time and it's 5:35 and I get off and I get my coffee and I'm here by like, you know, quarter of. And suddenly it's 5:42 and I'm passing by the Bass Pro Shop. And I knew something was wrong. And I didn't want to stop and buy any bait that early.
You didn't see Rod Sterling hanging out by the side of the interstate.
Rod Sterling, not Sterling. Yeah. Appling Road, Germantown Road, and then I'm freaking out. And I called him, and he was so calm and nice. I said, "Don't worry, I got you. It's okay. Don't panic.
I'll talk you down."
And man. I'm panicking. What the hell am I doing? It's a very weird feeling.
I left your house one night and got home 3 hours later.
It really isn't that hard, though.
It's not at all, but...
But if you do it every day, maybe you just take it for granted that the truck will drive itself?
Yeah.
That doesn't work, though. That's not how it do.
Too bad.
But I can see where... Now I understand where... If you're taking a right, technically, to get onto the next interstate, and that's all you did the exact same way you had already done, you just forgot you'd already done it.
Mm-hmm. You were way up yonder.
I am very confused. But I got here still
yeah,
by 6. But then again, oh man, I don't know.
Not how you want to start your day.
But those, if I go back this morning and those signs aren't there, I'm going to have to go see a brain surgeon or something.
They won't be there. Because they're way out of the way.
I don't know what I did.
At least now you know where IKEA is.
Jesus, could it be any bigger?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I must not go down that way.
Oh, my God.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's
and blue.
Really big and blue and says... IKEA on it.
Why is it the same color as Napa Auto Parts? They're the same color. It's blue with
it's a
yellow
big
colors.
Ass building, I'll tell you that.
Because when you get their furniture, it comes in parts.
Yeah, I heard
it. You have to put together.
Yeah, I heard some funny comedy bit the other day about IKEA and about how many marriages it has ruined, about getting home and fighting over how to put the crap together. Other things in the news I have marked here. This one to me was, I hadn't heard about this till I saw it last night. John Oliver is an acquired taste. He's a pretty funny guy. His British accent is one of those ones that kind of you have to grow into. But his show is on HBO on Sunday nights. And he's been going after the FCC over this issue of net neutrality, which is a real problem. It is a complex issue and really isn't the point of the story. The FCC chairman and the FCC, you know, when you were back in the young days of radio, the FCC you were always kind of afraid of because you had to go get your FCC license. Now, someone you didn't, right?
No.
I had to go to Nashville and take a test, which I flunked the first time, which should have been a warning to me to run for my life to another career. But I got it, and it was called your third-class license. If you had your first-class license, or your first ticket, as they call it, you were an engineer and had more qualifications. But a third-class license was required to be a broadcaster, which is that's been gone for 30, 40 years. I don't
sounds
know.
Very much like a truck driver.
Yes, which is what I do kind of. Here it's the same thing. I'm transporting crap from one place to the other. So Oliver has been beating up on Ajit Pai, whoever he runs the FCC.
Yeah,
he's been beating on him to scale back this concept of net neutrality.
Well, that's what Pai wants to do, and Oliver is trying to stop that from happening.
Right, because it's not good for business and so on and so forth.
If you're an entrepreneur, a small businessman,
you're effed.
Yeah.
And it sucked. So Oliver is encouraging people to go to the FCC's website to comment on the issue. Many, however, it says in the story, did not get the chance to do that. At midnight, just as his show ended on HBO, the FCC's website crashed. The FCC's their response was that it was not high traffic from Oliver's show that was the issue. The website, he says, was hit with multiple distributed denial of service attacks that kept people from getting on the comment system for close to 9 hours, the FCC says, per CNET, which seems like one of those nice big corporate lies that we hear every day. Of course that's why it shut down.
Yes.
They shut it down to avoid getting all of these comments. The timing of the attack is suspicious, which is obvious. Fight for the Future, a group that defends this this net issue, suggests the attack might have been a direct attempt to keep Oliver's viewers from commenting on Mr. Pye's plan, which blows, especially given the impact of a show that Oliver did that was in defense of this net issue in 2014. Everyone should be able to comment on it, and anything less, in quotes, is a subversion of our democracy, says a group representative. The FCC should put their logs out immediately to verify exactly what happened. There are reports that there have been 100,000 comments on net neutrality since Sunday.
There need to be more.
This is an issue that shows you once again, Big Brother is watching. The government is in control of more things than we'll ever realize. And this show, which I don't know how the ratings are, a couple of million people, maybe, would you guess?
I guess.
But the reaction to this, the timing of it, is not a coincidence. It was done on purpose because the FCC does not want to hear about this. They're trying to mess people over. And Oliver went nuts on it, and people were going to go and complain and bitch, but didn't get the chance. Well, so
the chance is still there, and that rant is a video of it, a condensed form, is on the website, drakeinthemorning.com.
Good. Go look at it. And the Facebook page has info on it, too. What did we put up earlier about something?
About the
literacy thing.
Scholastic Book Fair sale, which is tomorrow through Friday.
Very good. And tomorrow we'll talk to the exec director of Clean Memphis and their mission to help clean up the blight in this town. A very nice, nice topic. We want to meet this lady. I'm surprised she hadn't already been on, and she may have. My memory just isn't too good. Janet Boscarino will be here tomorrow to discuss this blight problem that we have in this town, as we all know.
That's Friday.
What's today? Wednesday? Who the hell knows?
That got you all discombobulated. God, first off,
this
morning.
Really did just I mean, this just the moon was full. I saw that.
Yeah.
And this morning, my first move. Good morning, to my wife. I spilled my smoothie all over the free world in the kitchen. Under the toaster, coffee pot, which I tried to clean up, which I'm sure I didn't do very well. I did that first. Then I pulled this stunt, ending up in Arkansas someplace, or wherever the hell I was. And then I saw the moon, and I went, okay, thanks. I'm way out of whack.
Yeah, because the moon's only half full right now.
No, it's big full.
Oh, okay.
Stop it. Don't confuse me. Don't confuse me. It's not funny anymore. So that was a deal. And here I'm going to do this. I'll say these stories. The ongoing misconceptions about things that we eat. One day there's one story that ketchup will cause cancer. Next day,
rub it all over yourself.
It'll say, just drink it out of the bottle. It'll kill cancer. Here's one about dairy that everyone needs to hear about. If you have worries about dairy products for various, I guess, allergies, or if it's got the wrong kind of fats in it, if there's any benefit to drinking 1% organic like many of us do, or if you're just wasting your time. Now, that story's coming up. A few rock and roll stories and just some daily little tidbits and notes here that we can share. This idiot that passed by the all-time tweet thing to get a year of free chicken nuggets. He might want to look into getting a life, but that's what he did. And we'll cover that too. All these news sites, there's nothing on here but just horrible thing after horrible thing. And it makes you realize once again how quickly and how fragile your life is and your family's life, and how fast it can all change. And how we just take our friends and loved ones for granted, and then they're gone in a second, and it's awful. Girl 11 dies on theme park water ride. That's one that I see up here. And then we just learned on two news sites. Chris Berman, the longtime ESPN announcer who was there from the start, who we all of us sports fans always liked the guy, but it was enough already in time for him to kind of step down. So he would still have a presence there, but not on all the NFL stuff and home run derbies, and he was just going to be kind of retiring and slowing down in his early to mid 60s. His wife was killed in a car crash. Is it last night?
It just says yesterday.
Jesus Christ. It's just
afternoon.
Somebody ran. No, she ran into the back of somebody. Mm-hmm. And so Berman, who we have watched the antics of, a very happy, upbeat, gregarious guy, outgoing, grown kids, I guess, too.
Is that what it said?
So this morning he is in some horrible place in his head and heart in a pile of mush because his wife of how many years has been killed. You just don't know. Be nice to your family and love them and tell them that, because they may not come home. It's just awful. But they sure love putting this bad news up here. God damn, it's just, it doesn't ever stop. James Comey's the lead story still. I don't know why it's such a shock to everybody. There were many reasons he probably should have been fired a long time ago. It's being discussed as it was done for the benefit of the Democrats because he was trying to hurt them and blah, blah, blah. And now, but what it does now is shut down some of the investigation about Russian hacking. And oddly, it comes the day when the president will meet with a gigantic Russian ambassador figure government dude to discuss many things. So politics, as usual, it doesn't matter who's involved. The games are played and never ends. But FBI chiefs don't get fired. It doesn't happen that way. Only it's happened once before.
Yep.
Was it during Bill Clinton's years?
Yeah, Clinton did it.
Yeah. Who did he fire? I don't remember who the guy was. William Sessions, that's right, in 93. Bill sent him packing because Hoover was there for, Christ, what, 50 years? And or at least. And he finally, I guess, just died on the job or something. But I don't know why that's such a big shock. So that's over with. That'll be news all day, so don't bother to watch any of it. Just think about your mom and Sherry's Berries. If your mom is gone, it's sad, but maybe your wife's mom's here or somebody to give something to or just to call and say hey, or just give them some Sherry's Berries. I'm going to give you a free gift card right now worth $50 to do that, and you can get a great deal. Today the deal is for one day only, the strawberries from Sherry's Berries and a dozen roses from Pro Flowers for $49.99 plus shipping. So this gift card will cover the majority of this for you. Berries.com is how you do it. Berries.com. Code Drake. When you go to the microphone, right-hand corner, type in Drake, D-R-A-K-E. And it's for one day only, today. So it's the roses and chocolates, and you can have them today. Berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, type in Drake, and you got it. Before the break, I played a song called Sylvia's Mother. It was a big hit a long time ago. Who is the artist that did it? 535-9898. It was their first hit. It was a big, big hit. Great tune by this band. Tell Sid who they are, 535-9898. Oh, man, that's just kind of a shocker. Sadness. Dairy. That'd be your milk, your chocolate milk, your cottage cheese, which I eat. I like it. I don't know why. Cheese of all kinds. I saw a thing last week about how I think they had American cheese was singled out as being full of sodium and bad for you and funky, and cheese is death. A week later, cheese is not in any way linked to heart disease, despite claims that the fatty treat does damage to your health cardiovascularly. A review of 29 studies.
Okay.
Now, some of these things are baloney because it's one professor from some
right
place that has some. This is 29 studies in millions of people. They have found no evidence that full-fat dairy, like cheese and milk, boost your risk of death, heart attack, or stroke. Many of these dairy things are high in the bad kind of fats, and health guidelines recommend limiting these fats in your diet. These studies, though, say that and they had a million people in this whole thing, show that dairy has a, quote, neutral effect on your health. Fermented cheese might even lower one's risk of heart disease slightly. So, for some reason, this says here there's been a widespread but mistaken belief among the entire world that dairy in general is bad for you. Now, is this one more example of somebody paying somebody to say that dairy is bad for you for some gain?
How can it be bad for you when a doctor looks at you with a one-year-old and says, all right, end with the formula.
Calcium.
Now let's go to milk.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly. This has been going on for years. And this says it's one reason why young people are drinking less milk. Less milk means less calcium, means later in life osteoporosis, because your bones get brittle and they break easier. I still love milk and drink the crap out of it. White milk and chocolate milk.
I don't drink it as often as I should, but it's like one of those things like Coca-Cola. There's just when I have a taste for it, and then it's usually when I'm pouring my kids their milk, and then, yes, I'm the mother that turns up the carton, and they just look at me.
You just read my mind, and you just said that what most women would never say. My wife drinks real milk, and I buy the other stuff. And I have no qualms about getting a glass for what?
I
like every guy out there, and you're a lying piece if you say you don't do it. You turn the carton up and chug that bitch.
Uh-huh. Done.
That's how we do it. But I guess that girls do it too. Anyway, this is a pretty vast look here at this. So, you know, screw these people. Drink what you want to as far as milk. And I guess if you're a real alcoholic, I've heard of people that put scotch in milk to help coat their stomach. So when you get ulcers and can't drink anymore and you just can't stop drinking, you pour your scotch in milk.
Oh, okay.
So I'll let you know when I get there.
Okay.
I likely won't, but that's pretty scary. What else do I have here? You know, I was going to combine the Harry's Razors and Sherry's Berries and call it Harry's Berries and get some berries you could shave and kind of do like a combo spot. But the client probably wouldn't like that. But we have sold the crap out of some Sherry's Berries, I hope. Who won the deal there, Sid?
Suzanne, and she was very excited.
As she should have been. Just to speak to you, she should have been just thrilled.
I don't know about that.
Me either. Harry's is the razor people. Harry's and Sherry's are totally different things. Don't be confused. Harry's is a razor. That's what you shave your face and your back with. Or your neck or your sideburns or your whatever. It is a new concept in shaving that these razor companies who have been taking your money for a long time for a bunch of junk, plastic, and one bad blade. These two guys had a different idea about razors, and they put it into effect, and it works. And it's all I've used for about 2 months. I am due for a new one, I hope, but it still works just fine. You can try this out, and you will like it, I'm pretty sure. If not, they'll give you back the money. They'll give you a great set to begin with. It includes the handle. It's ergonomic and in various colors with the five blades and the blade on top to trim your stuff up with, the rich shave gel and the treble blade cover, an entire month of shaving for just $15. This is a great everyday deal, but I have a special offer for fans of the show where you can get it for even less. $5 off your first purchase with promo code DRAKE. I'm tired of my own name. D-R-A-K-E. Go to Harry's.com right now. Enter code DRAKE at checkout to claim your offer. Harry's.com, code DRAKE. Don't wait. Get started today with Harry's today, code DRAKE. Let's change the show's name to something else. I'm tired of my name. What could it be?
Wes's Cade. Minions.
Who?
Cade.
Cade?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I said Drake backwards.
No, it's Eckerd.
The E is silent.
Eckerd. Oh,
the E is silent.
You know what? That's a good point.
Kids and the Hall.
Card. D-R-A-K-E-K-R-D. Yeah, I don't know. Enough of this stuff, man. I'm just tired of my name being a code, but I can't help it, I guess. Oh, God. What else did we get to this? Okay. Oh, yeah, here's these little dumb things that I try to just use to fill the time because the real news blows so bad. Budweiser, it claims, in the UK at least, bringing back the Budweiser frogs to help launch Bud Light in the UK. The UK is done to have Bud Light. Well, in England, they drank real beer. They drank dark, heavy, you know, beers that are warm because ice is not common over there. They say now that they're going to bring in Bud Light. But I wonder about that. People over there drank heavy, heavy beer. Bud Light is something different, but go for it. Good luck, Budweiser. 7-Eleven is now selling a Twix donut. They need to stop it with this stuff, man. Donut is topped with caramel chocolate syrup and Twix pieces.
It sounds delicious,
hello,
actually.
Hello, diabetes. Yeah, eat about four of those. Knock yourself out.
But I'd have to eat it in the afternoon. I couldn't wake up and have that.
Oh, God. Oh, yuck. No. It's one of those things, if you smoke too much pot and they're in the house, you're just screwed. This is an interesting thing off the food topic. I guess people these days are much more particular, I hope, about who they choose to spend their time with or to become involved with or to marry. But the criteria, there is some dumb thing on here every day about things people don't like about the other sex. And the list grows. And it just seems to suggest that people are just falling apart and are unlikable and they just suck. And I wouldn't date you if you were the last piece of crap on earth. It's not very hopeful. This survey by Bankrate reveals that 4 out of 10 people would not date someone with a bad credit score.
Huh.
Which leads me to the question: how would you know if you have you can't go on to Google and check their credit score?
No, and I would say 6 out of 10 people probably have a bad credit score.
6 in 10 wouldn't marry somebody with a bad score or debt. Probably smart.
Yes, but I think it's impossible.
Everybody doesn't have good credit. It's hard to do that. And when you're young, it's hard to establish it.
Right.
Right.
It's really hard. But how would they not date you how do they know your credit score is the first question. Are they all the kids of somebody in the FBI?
Unless they ask them and they tell them and they dump them.
But if you had asked me at 22, so what's your credit score?
I don't know.
What?
Nobody would ever have done that.
I don't even know.
These news services suck. That was a little waste of time. That's just awful. And here's this douche that I got two stories. Which one is shorter and explains this? We had this on months ago. The biggest tweeted picture thing ever was the Ellen DeGeneres at the Academy Awards 2 years ago, which is just embarrassingly stupid. This guy, a teenager, Carter Wilkerson, was trying to amass 18 million retweets. Wendy said if he did it, he would get free chicken nuggets for a year. If your goal in life is to get free nuggets for a year from anybody, your credit score is the least of your worries.
That's correct.
You're done. Carter broke the record. Hallelujah. He got 3,430,000 something at 9:40 yesterday morning. And he beat Ellen. And this was the lead story this morning on some of the national newscasts. They had Comey and this. So the world, boys and girls, is getting dumber by the day or something. I don't know.
And both news stories contain, was it social media somewhat of,
yep,
of the information of either you get fired or you win?
Yeah. There's no way to know what's true, what's right, what matters, what doesn't.
Why do we even have the news if we all just find it out on Twitter and Facebook and stuff?
And that is the absolute truth that was discussed by, was it maybe this week, it was David Waters. People in certain age groups get their news entirely from social media. Instagram, Facebook, what else does Twitter? That's their news source. It isn't NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox websites. It's off of those things.
That's how Comey found out he was fired, right? Or was it from the news?
TV. It was on the on the TV. Beauty and the Beast. This is a story that is worthy of note. Is the highest grossing domestic PG film of all time. That's saying a lot. Now, these days, if you even suggest a double entendre that has a sexual connotation in a kid's movie, it goes to PG-13, right?
Pretty much. They're very strict about it. And that's most movie makers want PG-13. That's their sweet spot.
But Beauty and the Beast is the one that had the suggestion that somebody was a homo.
But right. I didn't see it, so I don't know. Did you see it, Wes?
I didn't see it.
From my understanding, so I could be totally wrong, I did not see it. They don't actually say anything about him being gay.
Hell no. It's some redneck, right-wing, evangelical a-hole that began this whole stupid story. It's earned $487 million. So I guess people don't mind homos in cartoons.
That's live action.
So stupid. Worldwide total, $1.19 billion.
Wow.
So people tried to make this into a big deal to hurt this movie, and all it did was probably help it. This beats Finding Dory. Wasn't she gay too? And then Disney's Frozen.
Found her in the closet.
if found that bitch in the closet, she's a homo hiding out. Disney's Frozen, which was all about gay young women. Mm-hmm. They were cold. Still holds the worldwide box office record for a PG film with $1.28 billion. So Beauty and the Beast, Finding Dory, because she was high. See, it's all about gay people. And they're trying to force this into our minds subconsciously. And we're all going to be destroyed for it. Oh, everybody's just lost it. I had a couple of other things. Where did I put them? That were worthy of sharing, or maybe they weren't. And that's why I threw them away. Let me see. Alice Cooper doing a new album. It'll be called Paranormal. He's doing it with Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, the guys that were in the in his first band, three of those guys, and the drummer, Larry Mullen Jr. from U2.
Huh.
This might be really, really good. They will also release, there was a big controversy kind of among fans of this band. Their old producer, who was their manager and produced the albums, Bill Ham, took these albums. He went back to the old days when they were really, really good. And he remixed the albums to sound really techno, like that whole era with all the all the fake drum sounds, which really, apparently, as time went by, made them very angry, made their fans angry, because they sounded like crap. The first five LPs, their first album, Rio Grande Mud, Tres Hombres, Fandango, and Tejas, will, I guess they're being redone. They'll be out on a vinyls set in a couple of weeks. And why aren't they in my system anymore? Have they been fired from the radio? Z, they'd be under that, wouldn't they?
Yes,
I would think.
It's not the ZZ Top. So.
No.
It's not Top ZZ.
No.
Top's the last name.
Top, comma, ZZ was probably how it was entered. Because this place used to be run by morons. And let's see here. Why can't something be easy? Okay. They'll be out on June 9th for fans of the band. The first album's back before they went into the era of sharp-dressed men and all that stuff. They were a rock and roll blues band. They were great then. They're still great now, so good for them. And the Rolling Stones, back on the road for a European tour, which may end up being a tour back over here, which would be great. This begins in September in Hamburg, Germany. The Stones are back and maybe coming our way sometime, we certainly hope. Dumbass is coming up tomorrow. Ask Lawyer Bill. Yippee. We'll have, you can get some emails in for today at mail@drakeinthemorning.com to get on the program to speak to Bill, and we'll take calls to tomorrow.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.